with the incumbent reptilian would like to know. Act up to an inch accumulation is possible. We'll have an afternoon high in the low 30s. Winds will be out of the north at 20 to 30 miles an hour. For tonight, clearing in Colbert, overnight low around 15 degrees. Wind will be out of the northeast at around 10 miles an hour. On Sunday, mostly sunny, an afternoon high in the lower 30s.
Extended outlook for Monday through Wednesday. For Monday and Tuesday, look for a chance of snow and rain. With a chance of snow in the morning, expected for Wednesday. Highs will be in the upper 30s to the lower 40s on Monday and Tuesday. The middle to upper 30s on Wednesday. Overnight lows will range from the upper 20s to lower 30s on Monday and Tuesday. And from 25 to 30 on Wednesday.
At 9 a.m. in Champaign, light snow was falling. The temperature was 30, the dew point was 27, and the relative humidity was 88%. Wind was out of the north at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 24 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 7. The pressure was 30.15 inches and rising. In nearby locations, at Mattoon, skies were cloudy, and the temperature was 31. At Wilmington, flurries were reported, and the temperature was 27. At Danville, the temperature was 30. At Decatur, skies were cloudy, and the temperature was 30. Across the rest of Illinois, wind seen at flurries, and 27. Chicago reported snow and fog, reducing visibility to a quarter of a mile, and 26. Lowland had light snow, and 22. Peoria reported light snow and fog, reducing visibility to 1 mile, and 26. Elsewhere in the Midwest, Milwaukee reported light snow and blowing snow, and 25. Indianapolis was cloudy, and 33. St. Louis was cloudy, and 33. Des Moines was cloudy, and 23. Once again, at 9 a.m. in Champaign, light snow was falling. The temperature was 30, and the wind chill was 7.
This is severe weather prepared this week in Illinois. Everyone should have a tornado plan for their home, workplace, and school. The first step in developing a plan is to have a method of receiving severe weather information. The most effective way to receive severe weather watches and warnings is with the tone alarm NOAA weather radio. The weather radio will give you severe weather information direct from your local National Weather Service office. Watches and warnings are preceded by a tone alarm that can automatically activate your radio and get your attention with a hot digital alarm. NOAA radios can be programmed to only alert you to watches and warnings for a specific county or counties. Weather radios can be purchased at many electronic and department stores for $30 to $80. They are highly recommended for homes, schools, hospitals, nursing homes, daycare centers, and businesses. You should also take one along when boarding or camping. The next step in developing a tornado preparedness plan is to know where the best shelter is. Then have a tornado drill to make sure everyone can get to safety quickly. Finally, have a disaster support kit in your shelter area. It should include a radio, a flashlight, extra batteries, blankets, first aid kit, and other items you may need in case of emergency.
Here is the forecast for selected cities within a day's drive of central Illinois. For today, Chicago will have snow, with highs in the upper 20s. Indianapolis will have snow flurries, with highs in the upper 30s. Memphis will be partly cloudy, with highs in the upper 50s. St. Louis will be cloudy, with highs in the middle 30s. Kansas City will be mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 30s. Des Moines will be mostly cloudy, with highs in the lower 30s. For tomorrow, Chicago will be partly cloudy, with highs in the middle 30s. Indianapolis will be sunny, with highs in the upper 30s. Memphis will be partly cloudy, with highs around 50. St. Louis will be partly cloudy, with highs in the upper 30s. Kansas City Cincinnati will be mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. Des Moines will be partly cloudy with highs in the middle 30s.